We are learning Maseches Ksuvos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And this Mishnah will deal with the halachas of Moitzi Shemra. The halachas of Moitzi Shemra is that someone gets married and he says he didn't find Besulim to his wife. And he married her, and he married her right when she was a Naira, and he says he didn't find Besulim. So the Pasuk says like this, that if he could prove, if the father of the daughter could prove that she was a psula, he pulls out a handkerchief, a simla, that she was a psula, then the halacha is that the other guy who was Moitzi Shemra, because he said that she was not a psula, he has to pay a knas, and he also has to, he also gets malchus. I'll read the pasuk beside, but he says that you get malchus and you have to pay money. That's the halacha. Now, and if emes hayadava, if this was the truth, that he was, if this was the truth, that it was, he was Teshizak Mazana, then she gets Skila. That's the halacha in the Psukim. It says, that's the halacha in the Psukim. It says that, Gikhi Yashisha Ubala Osneya, Vesamla Lilas Dvarim, Vahitzila Shemra, Vahomar, Esisha Zesakhti, Vekulala, and Sasa Basulim. Loka Kavia Naira of Ima, Vetsius Basuli Hanaira, Zikde Ira Shara. The father will bring the Basulim to the Bezdin, Vama via Naira as Kanim, as beat his out of Zah, Vesna, and he hates her. Vini was some Alilas Dvarm, Lamar, Matsasa Labitka Basulim, Vaila Basula Biti, Ufarsu Asimla from Ziknair, and he proves it. The Loch was Ziknair, he is the Ish, the Yisroisa. Number one is, you give him Malkus. Yisroisa means Malkus. Number two is, Vaunchoisa Mea Kesef, Vinostal via Naira, Kahitishem Rab, Sus, the Shah, Loisil Isha, Lichoshalka Yamab. Then the Pasuk says, Va Emesaya Dava, he didn't learn him to Basulim Naira, he was tiny good, he's right. They bring out the Naira to Pesach Beis Aviyah, to her father's house. And the Farshim explained, why do you go to Beis Aviyah? Because now she's married. We want to show that, you know where this happened? The story happened in her father's house. So they bring her to her father's house and give her a skila there. And she irba avonu meisa. He also navala bi Yisrael. Lizdo is Beis Aviyah. Uviyata rami kebecha. She did a Nevala B'Yisrael to Lizzo's Beis Aviyah and Vartar Mekarecha. So that's the pasuk of Moitzi Shemra. So Agamar's in the Darshan, it says, Ki Asa Nevala B'Yisrael. Certainly has something to do with Klal Yisrael. Zokta Mishnah, Hagiyaris, Shinesgaira Bita Ima Vizinsa. Hagiyaris that became a ger, and her daughter became a ger with her, Vizinsa, and she is Mizana Harezu B'Chenak. The halach is, she doesn't get skila. She only gets skila if she was a Yisrael. But if she was a Giyaris, she does not get skila. Like we read from the last pasuk, also in the Vala B'Yisrael, I was talking about if Emes Hayadava, it says, why does she get skila? A usual Eish Yisish only gets chenek. A regular Eish Yisish, that's Mizana, gets chenek. The only time Eish Yisish gets skila is Eish Yisish that's Naira Hamarasa. And that's what it says over here. But it's a Naira Pesach Beis Aviyah, so Kalua, also involved with Yisrael, which has to be Yisrael. But here, she was a Giyaris, then Chenek. Another halacha, about this Giyaris, Ein la loy Pesach Beis Ha'av, but loy Mea Sela. She doesn't have the din to bring her to the Beis Aviyah, because she doesn't have a father, because she's a Giyaris, and doesn't have Miyuchas after her father. So she doesn't have the din Beis Aviyah, and there's also no din of Mea Sela. Because that's darshan from the pasuk test where it says ki haitzi shem ra al basulas Yisrael, and she's not a basulas Yisrael, therefore doesn't have those halachas. So doesn't have a halacha of skila, doesn't have a halacha of 100 sela or pesach beis aviyah. What about the haisai rasa soyev gusha of the rasa gusha, which means that her father is a goy, b'shas the bia her father her parents were not Jewish, and then her mother became a ger while she was pregnant, and this daughter was born by kedusha. So then I raise you with skila. The world will say why. Why should we be with skila? But she has no din pesach beis av, because she's not miyuchas after her av, and she's not called really Yisrael. We'll see what got with skila, why she does get it. But it's special drasha. If she was conceived and born by kedusha, she's a regular Yisraelis for all dinim. Yesh la'a, because that's the halacha. All the dinim, like we spoke out, the three main dinim are skila, pesach beis aviyah, and mea sela. Yesh la'av ve'in la pesach. Let's say a regular. This is not talking about a geyeris, like Rashi says. One regular Israelis. She has a father, but she has no pesach ve'sav. Her father doesn't own a house. Yesh la pesach ve'sav ve'in la'av.
Yes, on the house, yes, for the house.
He's still living in a house. But let's just show that he's homeless. He's homeless, yeah. So ain't lo pesach bezav. Or yes, pesach bezav. Ain't lo av. Or she doesn't have a father. She has a pesach. She has a father's house, but her father's not around anymore. Still, Allah has raised you with skila. Lo yinem pesach bezav el mitzvah. The whole thing, pesach bezav, is only for a mitzvah. Zok to gemar vaiter. No, immediately. The question like this: how do you know? We're assuming we know that a geyeris does not have a din of skila. Why? Because it says he also nevala be Yisrael. So how do you know he rasa? Shaloi b'kedusha conceived that Shaloi b'kedusha, lost b'kedusha. How do you know they get skila? L'chaira, it's not a Yisrael, not a regular Yisrael. Still has a shtickle din of a geyeris. She doesn't have a father. Her father's a guy. Menad emili amar shlokos dom akra u'mesa. The pasuk says the extra word of mesa says that he also nevala. The pasuk says, let's read what says it. The etziu is a nairal pesach lezavios kolua anchi irab avanim v'mesa and. Vamesa, and she's, obviously, if you get skila, she'll die. What's the extra word, Vamesa? The rabbi said, Rasa, Shlav Gdusha, Lasa Gdusha. To me, Marba, Hey, Rasa, Shlav Gdusha, Lasa Gdusha. Yalki, Milk, and Amir, Milki. So she should get Malk, so he should get Malkus, Meyasela, Namu, Shal, Pain, Meyasela. Why? That part was saying, no. He doesn't have all the dinim, only skila she gets. But let's say he's wrong, and he's Meyasa Shemra, he doesn't get the Knas. Why not? Lachar, you have the Rebuy. So tomorrow I'm a crow, Mesa, Lamisa's Rav, the Knas. The whole ribu is only by Umisa, by Skila, not Legabe Knas. Ve'ima, maybe once he's saying Umisa is Marba, Legabe Skila, maybe Ve'ima Rabbi Tirosa, Velidosa, Bekadusha. Maybe, who says it's being Marba in this case, where she was conceived, Shlav Kedusha? Maybe it's going on a case of a Gyeris that was a Rosa, Velidosa, Kedusha, where she was born Bekadusha both ways, conceived and born Kedusha. Tomorrow, who is Israel's Malaysa? You don't need a pasuk a ribu for that. That's Israel's Malaysa. Maybe being Marba Hirasa and Leidasa Shaloi Bikadusha. Maybe Marba all the way that way. And it came Bishra Mahile. So what's the passing of all of Israel teaching us? Must be teaching us something. So therefore, we know that the Umesa is in between. Taisa has a cash over here. That what was the Havamina? The Rabbis Hirasa Beleidasa Shaloi Bikadusha. You always want to Zetzah and the Pasik, the less of a Chiddush. We have Nevala Bishra. We knew that. So now you want to be Marvel Mesa, you marvel the next best thing, which means Hirasa Shaloi Bikdusha, Velasa Kdusha. Why would you run to Hirasa Shaloi Bikdusha? Why would you run there? That's how it's Kasha. Tema Adrav, it's the Lokum Kakarva Dami. The Ashloim Tesla answers, Kivin the Marbinon, Hirasa Shaloi Bikdusha, King Golilon Kraw, the Vishra Lav Dafka. Shaloi Lav Dafka, Kane, Memelem Narba, Philo Dasa Kdusha. Then you think you can marvel with that. Come on, Shalom. The Mara says, because you need the word, Vishra is teaching you something. Someone who's mighty shemra on a yisayma, potter. The halacha is that you potter from all the knosses and the skila and everything. There's no mighty shemra on a yisayma. I shouldn't say anything about skila. Mighty shemra, all the thing. The din mighty shemra, you potter from those halachas of mighty shemra. How do you know by yisayma? Shnema v'nosnu na lavia naira prat lazu shein la. It says v'nosnu lavia naira me kasef. It says yisro oisa before that. So we're talking about dafka, someone who has a father. If you have no father, there's no din. The no din knas of the mitzvah shemra. Master Rav Yisrael Bar Avim Tam Rav Yisrael Bar Zvida v'moin yemoin avia. It says in the pasuk that by mafata that if moin amoin yavia, then she doesn't marry the guy who is mafata. She doesn't marry the father doesn't want and. The Gemara said before, what's double lashon? To marry, she herself can be mine also. And the way Rabbi Yosef Zvida brings it down like this: the man yivah and avia, the rabbi is yisoyma leknas. The marba yisoyma for knas and mafata. Divrei Yosef Lili. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is that you see from here that yisoyma does have a din mafata. So who are din b'maitzi shemra? Break the Rashi. A bummer question. What do you mean? There you have a ribu even more in your mind. That says the man yivah, the rabbi is yisoyma. So then, what's the kasha of Maitre Shemra? We don't have a ribui there. There it says Avia and Ira. And you don't have the ribui of Ma in your mind. So what's the Gemara's question? Where's the question like this? The Mafata you find that the way he says it is, Yisayma doesn't have a father, Shikim Mayan. Because we know Shikim Mayan. So then, okay, we have a ribui there. What's the kasha of Maitre Shemra? So Rashi has the kasha. Rashi is Vachit, Hema Shani Hacha, the Rabbi Rachmano, Avagam Machamayas Rabbi, Emphit Rashi. The Psha is like this. That the Tana really is not saying that you learn out from Ma'an Yema'an, doesn't say you learn out Yisayim from there. Ma'an Yema'an just teaches us that she herself could also refused to marry. That's what we learn from the pasuk. But Rav Yosef Lili says a lashon l'rabbis yisoyma. Why did he say yisoyma? Who asked him? Who said yisoyma? Maybe it's the case where the father's alive and she's being mine. Obviously, Rav Yosef Razvida held that l'avia naira is lav dafka. It's lav dafka. Like Rashi says, davia to come across lav lamuti yisoyma. El amemir knas l'avia. All the avia naira means in the pasuk is they give him the knas. Not that that's the only time you have knas. And therefore, just like you see by Mefata, that avia doesn't mean to tell us that the only knas by avia, but even yisoyma can get knas. So also, Mitzvah Shemra also, avia naira is lav dafka. And that's the Gemara's kasha. They see it's lav dafka and not dafka with a father. So who moisiv lo? He had the kasha. But who mefarik lo? Rav Yosef bar Oven had this question, or Rav Yosef Hasvida, and he answered it also. That Be'etzem la'via naira is the muti yisayma, sai by mefata, and sai by tzah shemra. So what does he mean, that rabbi yisayma? It means in a case where b'shas the bia, b'shas the aveira, the father was alive. And then she came to Yisoyma afterward. That's the means of Rabbi Yisoyma. She could refuse, and or is din knas, but avada b'shas ma'isa, there has to be a father. That's what you can answer. It's not a kash from this brayse of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, because Rabbi Yosef Aglili is talking about a case where b'shas the ma'isa, she was not a Yisoyma. Avada Yisoyma would be a part of. Rava Amachai. Rava says that a ma'isa shem Yisoyma is chayiv. He argues on Rabbi Yosef Achanina. He argues, suppose I'm a roim here. And he argues, "Memai, what's my raya, Zogdrava? When the Tani Ami, Besulas Yisrael, Besulas Gerim. This is the drasha, how we know that Moitzi Shem is only by Yisrael, not by Gerim. Like we said, there's two drashas. One's Ke'osa Volav Yisrael, that's for Skila. And before, where it says, Va'onshu Oisa Mea Kesef, Enosnu Lavia Naira, Ke'oitzi Shem Ra'al, Besulas Yisrael. So there, that Besulas Yisrael teaches us, Va'loi Besulas Gerim. Siyam Bishlama Ki'ai Gavna B'Yisrael Machayev. If you say that Yisrael is Chayev by Yisrael, you need a pasuk to say that gerim don't have a din of knas. Eliyam Yisrael, can I have a potter? If you say Yisrael Yisoyma is potter, has to be Yisrael potter with gerim abayi. There's no bigger Yisoyma than a ger, because a ger has no father. So he's definitely a you need a special miyat of Yisrael Yisrael. What do you need a miyat for? A Yisoyma already is potter. Teretz is Zog Rava must be Yisoyma is chayiv, and dafka ger is potter. Again, every ger is a yosa moi, like Rashi speaks out. But besulas gerim yisaymi. The rachmana afgre lezarek shalchamar. The father's zera doesn't count. She does not have a father. So therefore, it's a klara raya zok brava mamish. Chaz. What?
So her mother is Shaz?
Yeah, a mother he has. Mother she has. Yeah. Akapanim, the special din that there's no din yichasti at all. Akapanim, there. The halacha is that he holds that by Yisrael Yichayv. That's right from here, Yisrael Yichayv.
What does
Rav Yosef Achanina do with this? I don't know. It's a good question. That's a good question. Zok the Gemara Vayte. Omra Shlokish. Hamoiti Shemra Alaktana Potter. So Moishi, we had this Gemara before. Hamoiti Shemra Alaktana is Potter. Hamoiti Shemra Alaktana, Rosokas is Potter. Why? Shinema. Venostu Lavia Naira, Naira Mole Dibra Kosin. We have before, there's two types of ways to write naira, with a hay or out of hay. If it's out of hay, then it's marba, even a cotton, katana. But with a hay, it's dafka naira. So Rav Shlokas says, since it says naira with a hay, it means dafka naira, and a katana is part of an alokas of Moetzah Shemra. Maskla Rav Abba, time of the cost of a naira, lava chava mina filoktana, you tell me dafka because of the extra hay. Without the extra hay, you would say a filoktana, heck, it's interesting. Aksiv says in the pasuk, I'm going to say a dava zel, loinim su basul in naira, that you didn't find basul to naira, but see, it was a naira on Pesach Vez Avias, like a lua. You give her a skila. Fiktana, lava zenchimi. Aktana can't get ancient. So we know it's talking about a naira. So don't tell me, it's not telling me because it says extra hay. What are you talking about? It's a first in the pasuk because it gets skila. So the Gemara, this is what it means. Elakan naira. Here it says avuda hay, and here we know it has to be dafka or gedola. This is the gilu milsa. This shows us that any time it says naira without a hay, then it means a katana. With a hay, it means a gedola. Because here we know it means a gedola, and here it says with a hay. That teaches us that naira with a hay means a gedola, and naira without a hay means a katana, like we had before. The Gemara made a drush like that. And Gavi Oynis Mefat, the Gemara Taka learned that there it says Naira out of hay, it's just even by Ketana. That was like Ramei and the Chacham. But Chacham held that since it says Naira out of hay, that's why you have a din of Oynes Zefata by Ketana. So Rosh Lakish pointed out that here it says, Wadahei, teach us the Dafka, that the Dafka, if it's by Gdol, it says Wadahei. If it's even a Ketana, it says Naira without a Hei.